I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A collision with an iceberg in the North Atlantic sank the Titanic in 1912. But for our GeoQuiz today, we asked you about the sister ship of the Titanic. Its name was the Britannic. It was built at the same Southampton, England docks as the Titanic. The Britannic went down in 1916 in the Aegean Sea. The Aegean Sea is the answer to our quiz today. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant has more details about this famous shipwreck and a plan announced today to shuttle tourists to the underwater site.
Well, the Britannic was really improved after the Titanic was sunk. It was sent out as a hospital ship during the First World War, and it was on its way to the Eastern Mediterranean, to the battlefield of Gallipoli, well, close by, which was a disastrous place for the Allies during the First World War. And it was travelling from Greece, and it was going through a strait near an island called Caer, and there it entered a German minefield. And it struck a German mine and went down very rapidly indeed. In all, 30 people were killed, and this happened when two lifeboats were chopped to pieces by the propellers that were spinning. So the Britannic suffered the same fate as its sister ship, the Titanic. Now, this is a war grave, and the wreck was sold by the British Ministry of Defence to a gentleman who then sold it on to a writer called Simon Mills, who got it for a bargain of $30,000. Now, he's taking part at the moment in a five-day expedition to try to uncover the secrets of the Britannia.
She was larger, she was supposed to be more unsinkable, and yet she went down in 50 minutes, a third of the time the Titanic sank in. Why? These are all questions that we want to answer. But you look at the wreck, she looks superb, you know. She's in 400 feet of water, but it's like she sank yesterday. You clear away the sea growth, you think you can sort of raise it and put it back into service. It just looks fantastic down there.
So it's lying in the bottom of the Aegean Sea in about 400 feet of water. It's known very much as being a technical dive because you have to be able to withstand all of the pressures that are down there. And so the big difference that this new announcement today is going to make is that ordinary people like me, I can't dive for toffees. And my son, for example, who's 9 years old, will be able to go down if we can afford to pay the submarine fare. And what's going to happen is that there's this Greek-British venture called the Britannic Foundation, which is bought a submarine, going to be able to carry about three people plus the pilot. They say that they're going to be able to go next year on hour-long voyages down to the bottom, and these will cost around about up to $500 a head. Now, the spokesman for the Britannic Foundation is a chap called Panos Bouras, and I asked him if they were going to make any money.
We believe within a year or maybe 2 years we will start making a profit. It depends again how much tourists we will have. The truth is we have already people queuing about it, so we hope that we'll break even very quickly.
There is a great deal of sensitivity about this vessel because it is a war grave, and Simon Mills certainly isn't particularly happy for it to become a sort of mass tourism, but the very sort of nature of this thing is that it's not likely to be that. But he told me about his concerns.
I have no problem with divers accessing Britannic, but I certainly want it controlled. I don't want to turn into a free-for-all. I mean, there are some wrecks around the world which have been so overdived, they've been, really been trashed by the diving industry, unfortunately. Britannic is just deep enough that it keeps it away from the amateurs. Britannic is in 120 metres. That basically means that you've got to be good to go down there. And there's a growing number of people qualified to do it, but you haven't really got time to go down there and do too much damage. But nevertheless, you don't want people coming and going all the time. You want to keep Britannic special.
But the Greek government is very fussy about who goes underwater looking at antiquities, because all of these seas around here, they're full of ancient warships and treasures. And normally, everything under the water in Greece belongs to the Greek government. Now, this Britannic vessel is a special case because it was a British military ship. It was a hospital ship. And that's why Mr. Mills has been able to buy it. And so it's a real triumph for him, actually, to manage to overcome the very difficult Greek bureaucracy to allow this venture to take place.
That's the BBC's Malcolm Brabant, not too far from the Aegean Sea, the answer to our quiz.